Then okay, so then now you've skinned the monkey, and then you cut off the legs and the ribs. How would you prepare it then for eating?
Well, we season up as we clean it off and season it up as usual, right? And until you're ready, you boil it. You get water and your seasoning and everything, and you boil it down there. And you wouldn't even you could you can't tell the difference of that from a piece of mutton.
Is that what it tastes like, lamb?
Yeah.
Tastes like mutton. It really tastes like, it's not tough.
No.
No, I heard it was
The
tough.
bones, them is fine.
The what?
The bone,
Yeah.
small.
About small bones, huh? So, do you eat that a lot?
Before time, not now, I ain't gonna eat it
Not
now.
now. Before, huh?
Before time.
Why'd you quit eating it? Just,
Yeah? Well, things were bad all them time.
things were hard.
Yeah.
When things were hard, you'd eat the monkeys, huh? Yeah, okay. Okay, well, that makes sense. Tell me about the way you prepare some other, like with the hog. Did you ever raise hogs?
Yeah, I have.
You have hogs. Okay, tell me about that.
When you're going to prepare a hog?
Yeah. Well, first, let's talk about raising them. You start out, you buy a little pig somewhere and then raise it. How long would you keep the pig before you slaughtered it?
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
I have 10 over there right now.
Okay. Is that right?
But nowadays, I can't go slaughter them because the children in here don't eat the meat. They don't want the meat.
I see. So you just, how big are they?
They're big enough.
How old, you know?
About 2, 3 years.
But you usually kill them younger than that
Yeah.
if they're going to eat them. Do you share the meat with your
Friends and
neighbors?
things, yeah.
I mean, sometimes you do that, and they share it with you when
Yeah.
when they slaughter a hog. All right, tell me about that process. Do you participate in that, the killing of the hog? The killing, the slaughtering of the hog, and the dressing of the hog. Do you do all that?
Yeah, you carry it to the abattoir. And they look after it, and then you're going to pick it up. If you want to use it, you have to, well, I wash all my relish then with soap.
Yeah.
If I have fish, I use soap and wash. The pig, I use soap and wash. And then soak them in some salt water. When that gone through enough, I got the seasoning, season it up.
Yeah.
Right? When I
Okay.
finish seasoning it up, I know it gone through enough, I got it in the oven.
I see. Now that's just like a ham or something like that,
Yeah.
or a shoulder, or ribs or something like that. What do you do with the rest of the hog after? I mean, it sounds like you pick it up at the butcher, and they've done all the work, all that work for you. And you have to pay them for that? How do you pay them for that?
Yeah, you might pay $20.
$20. Okay. So what do you where do you what do you what do you do with the hog? Do you have a freezer?
Yeah, not a fridge. I have a fridge.
A refrigerator, okay.
Well, it depends on what I just get. You can hold in my fridge because I just share around.
Yeah, okay. All right. How about, do you salt them sometimes and preserve them that way? How long can you preserve them in salt?
Just for 15 minutes or so.
It takes to 15 minutes to salt
Yeah,
and preserve.
depends
But
on how you have the salt
right.
stand.
How long will they stay? Will it remain good to eat? I mean, after you salt it and store it away someplace.
Yeah.
Okay, how long will that be still, will that be still good in 6 months?
No, man.
No, man. How long?
Not 6 months at all.
Maybe 1 month?
About.
About 1 month. Okay. So it really is really best to get the